Hey, it's Aunt Kelly and Uncle Perry.
Dirk, you've been in so many of these situations.
Especially late. What was different about this one?
We won. Good guys won.
The obvious. I mean, just talk about that last drive. You're 4th and 10 at the 5.
Yeah, 4th and 10 at the 5. No timeouts. We had a couple of close calls there on, I think, 2nd and 3rd down, some bang-bang plays. And then, we had tried that play, that 4th down play. We had ran that earlier and it hadn't worked. But right when Cam came off the ball, they were in zone coverage. There was a big hole there. Jameis did a good job. Jameis did a really nice job of not panicking and just taking, sometimes we had a lot of time. I mean, a minute and a half is plenty of time. And Jameis did a good job of taking 10-yard gains and not trying to force anything further down the field.
Can you talk about the last play?
Yeah, I could. What would you like to know about it?
Can you talk about Chris Godwin's play? Can you talk about Jameis's throw and why you went for the whole shebang there?
Yeah, well, Jameis went for the whole shebang. That's the truth on that. Well, first, Chris Godwin played fantastic all night, as did Adam Humphries. And, it was great to see Mike barely make the 1,000. You know, that's definitely something that was important tonight. Freddie Martino, Bobo Wilson, the 5 receivers we had up tonight all did a nice job for us. So, we were on the 40-yard line, 15 seconds. I think we got gypped out of a few seconds on that timeout. But it is what it is there at the end. You can't argue. We actually had a play called for our sideline to try to just advance it further down. We have to get out of bounds. 15 seconds left. You don't have enough time to clock it. And we had a play called. The coverage they came out in was good. To be honest with you, I wasn't even looking at the other side of the field, but Jameis saw Godwin one-on-one. It was a double move, a slant and go, a little hint slant and go. And when Jameis let that thing go to the other side, I was like, oh my God, But that play right there really signifies everything our season has been right there. I mean, for it to end like that, with all the close games we've been in, we were due, I guess.
How about a word for the defense, Dirk, especially that sack that got you the ball back?
Yeah, to get a stop against that offense, I thought all night our defense did a really good job against their run game. They shut down that run game, which that's a nasty 1-2 punch they have, and shut down their screen game. Levante David made a couple beautiful plays against the screen. That's a really, really, really good offensive team that we played. I think we had like 5 defensive players that got hurt in the game, came out for a while, went back in. We had them stopped either way on that last play. Whether they called it the sack actually might have hurt us because they kept the clock running. We had them stopped either way there, and they were out of field goal range. So, it was huge for our defense to get the stop. But I think the biggest story on defense is slowing down their running game.
Dirk, talk about Jameis Winston, how resilient he is overall. But again, today, 3 interceptions, and then he comes back and does what he's been doing, puts you in a position to win.
Yeah, well, there's nothing you can say about Jameis's competitiveness that hasn't already been said. I mean, the guy, he will give you everything. And, the first interception, Mike stopped running on him on the naked play on the very first one. The second interception right before the half, great protection. If he gets that ball up, if he just throws it over gets it over that linebacker's head, that's going to be a 40, 50-yard gain. And then the one when we were in the red zone, the last one, that was just not a good play by Jameis. I mean, he can't – that's the kind of stuff he can't do. But kept battling. Everybody kept battling. Everybody kept battling tonight. And, that last drive was a good example of that.
All week we kind of asked you a little bit about next year. And I know you said you wanted to wait until the end of the season, but you were extended an opportunity to come back next year. Can you just talk about what that's meant to you?
Well, I mean, I'm certainly appreciative to the Glazer family for everything they've done for me and for my family and for the things they've given this franchise to put us in position to win. You know, the indoor facility is huge. It's something that I think was really needed, and shoot, they built a beautiful facility. It took a lot of courage for the Glazer family to bring back, me back, bring the staff back with the record what it is. But, yeah, really, really appreciate that. And, you know, we'll start the evaluation process tomorrow. We'll send these guys off on their vacation, and we'll start working on 2018.
Coach Mayer said that they played so hard this past month for you. How does that make you feel when you hear your players say something like that?
Well, Jenna thinks I lost the locker room, so it makes me feel pretty good.
Coach, we pretty early on this season that Chris Godwin is pretty mature for his age. What have you seen in his development this year, and what the future lies ahead for him here?
I see a guy that's way mature beyond his age, a guy that acts like a 10-year veteran out there, a guy that's very tough, a guy that's smart enough to play all three positions. And, you know, we knew he was a good player based on our draft study, but you never really know everything about a guy until you coach him. And, you know, I hate to throw around comparisons, but he really does remind me a lot of Vincent Jackson. I mean, he really does remind me of the things that Vincent Jackson could do, and I think the world of Vincent.
Record aside, to come out of here against a team that ended up winning the NFC South, but is playing for that championship, and to beat them, does that say that you're never as far away as the record that you guys, you know?
Of course. I mean, New Orleans is a perfect example of that. I mean, they win our division, and they deserve to. They're really a fantastic football team, a well-coached football team, a good football team. This is a really tough division. But, New Orleans has had, I don't know, two or three losing seasons in a row, and here they are winning our division. And, they made a couple changes. They hit on a couple draft picks, and here they are. So, you know, other than the we're sitting here 1-5 in our division, other than the home game at New Orleans, we were right there in every division game. And I believed all along that we're not that far off, but your record is what your record is, and we got to start rebuilding that starting in a day or two here.
The fans are going to want to cling to some hope, obviously, in the offseason. What are there certain players in particular or things that you've kind of seen about your team in the latter half of the season that kind of give you an extra sense of hope going into?
There's a ton of guys, and we could talk about that more tomorrow in the season ender, but tonight's more about what happened tonight. But we played with two starting O-linemen tonight. We had three of our starting O-linemen out, and there's a ton of good young players on our team, and like I said, I don't want to leave anybody out, so we can talk more about that tomorrow.
Turk, the things still showed up. We mentioned you talked about the interceptions, but then you have a kickoff return, and then missed a critical kick. You could have lost that game by a point. So, I mean, the fact that you overcame what has been getting you shows kind of both sides of it, I guess, right?
Yeah, it does. And, I mean, the things we overcame tonight are the same things that have hurt us all season. And, some of those things are things that we're going to have to address. At the same time, it still starts with the competitive fire to hang in there, because the NFL is set up for every game to be just like tonight's. And I think we were 2-7 in one score, so we're up to a whopping 3-7. But we got to flip that over. If we flip that over, then we're going to be in business.
Good. Thanks, coach.
Thanks, Dirk.